you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing is a subdivision 2016-17, Donna Lee Smith and Teresa Lynn Smith.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a standard subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 63.64 acres, plus or minus, into one single-family lot, 0.9 acres, plus or minus, with a residual parcel of land. The property is located on the west side of Clandaniel Pond Road, the north side of Fleetown Road, approximately 218 feet northwest of the intersection of said roads. The tax ID is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 121. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff did receive comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They did note that the proposed project is not going to have water and sewer. It will have a well and septic. So they did note that. We did receive a letter from a property owner, from Corey and Vicki Miller, stating that they, regards to the possible subdivision of the 63 acres behind Fleetown Road and Clandaniel Pond Road, that he and his wife own a home along Clandaniel Pond Road that adjoins this parcel, that they are not able to attend the meeting, and they are strongly against the development being built behind their home. They have lived there for 8 years, and they've enjoyed the nice, quiet neighborhood without any problems, and they have strong concerns about the development being built as to everyday noise and considerable extra amounts of traffic, stormwater runoff. They also had some concerns about turning lanes and needs for traffic, possible changes to their property where it adjoins the subdivision. And they also had concerns about sidewalks and curbs. And again, staff notes this is one lot along Clandaniel Pond Road. The issue is they've maxed out the maximum number they can do as a minor subdivision. So to create the one lot along the Clandaniel Pond Road, they have to go through the major subdivision process. There is no, at this point, no time to develop the residual 63 acres. It'll just be the one lot that is slightly under 1 acre, and then the residual, which would be about 62 acres of land. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening?
Here.
Okay.
Jane?
Typically when this happens, this is a, for those of you who are here, this is a public hearing. This application, in order to be heard, has to be represented. If there is no one here on behalf of the applicant, then the application is automatically denied. Often in situations like this, especially since it's still early in the evening, we're going to table this hearing until the end of our agenda. We will read it into the record again, and then if there is still no one here, we will act, because we just don't know if they may have run into a problem, could have had a flat tire or something. So putting yourself in their position, I'm sure you would like to have the same consideration, so that's what we're going to do. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I am so hearing impaired. I've got a hearing, cochlear implant, but are you saying that they're not here and
we're going to wait? What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead with the rest of our meeting, and then we're going to come back at the end, and I'm going to read it into the record one more time to see if there's anyone here, simply because we don't know why they're not here. They could be stuck on the side of the road, could be having a flat tire, could have had some type of emergency. I'm sure that you would appreciate the same type of consideration if you were in that person's shoes. So that's what we're going to do. All right, then. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2016-18, Terry Stockrider Moore.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a standard subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 26.83 acres, plus or minus, into two single-family lots with a residual lot. The property is located on the west side of Robin Hood Road, approximately 314 feet south of Cardinal Road, and on the north side of Cardinal Road and on the west side of Robin Hood Road, approximately 5 feet west of the intersection of said roads. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 36. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential District. We have received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And again, they noted, as in the other application, that it will not be on county water, county sewer, so they'll be utilizing on-site septic. And we also have a request for a waiver from the required 20-foot wide landscape buffer for the proposed major subdivision. And just for clarification, the parcel is land hooked across the road, so they're looking to subdivide the parcel on the south side of the road. But it is land hooked just to create two additional lots. Again, they have maxed out the number of minor subdivisions they can do along the major road, which is why they're before the Planning Commission tonight.
All right, then. Mr. Atkins, are you representing this application this evening? All right, sir, if you would.
How's everybody tonight? I'm Steve Atkins, Atkins Land Surveying. I'm here representing Ms. Terry Socrator Moore, who's sitting back here.
Okay.
I guess the situation here is Ms. Socrator Moore had a minor subdivision back in 2016, which created six lots. It left a residual land of 23 acres on one side and 3 acres on the other. Like Janelle had said, that the property was land hooked. So technically, we have 23 acres of land under the same tax map. But since the property is south of Cardinal Road and kind of by itself, I guess we're assuming that's its own parcel, and we're making it go through this subdivision process. So I guess basically what we're trying to do is just take that 3-acre residual land known as parcel residual B on your plans and cut it in half. That 3 acres was residual B, and the big piece across the road on Cardinal was residual A. And like Janelle said, they both have the same tax map number. So basically we're just trying to cut that lot in half. It'd be on-site septic and well, and we did request for a waiver from the 20-foot wide landscape buffer, and we'd submitted that, and she read it into the record. So that's the short of it. I guess, like I said, I guess it's not really it's a minor subdivision, but since she's exhausted her six lots, it's going to be a major.
All right, sir, we thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Ross, have any questions?
Where's residual A at?
Residual A is on the north side of Cardinal Road. It's the big piece.
This is B. Here's Cardinal Road.
That's B.
No, north side, looks like.
Yeah, up top. Okay,
this is the original subdivision plat. So you see how these two are, and you can pass it around to everybody to look at it. Here's the original that was done in 2012.
And so you just want to split up B into two parcels?
Correct, just cut it right in half.
Okay.
And it's way over the required lot size. Since I think it's an acre and a half, and you're required to have a lot less than that in GR. I know it's 3/4 in AR. But.
Okay. And you're not requesting any exemptions from buffers or anything of
yes,
that nature?
Yes, we had submitted a request for exemption from the 20-foot wide landscape buffer.
Because you already have landscape around it.
It's just it's wooded. A farm. Yeah, wooded around it.
Okay, that's all my questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
No questions for me.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
No, sir, no questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No.
All right. Ms. Cornwell?
No, thank you.
Brandaway?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. I have no questions either. So if you would take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here. If you want to leave it for the record, then it'll be in the file.
So,
okay. All right, that'll be fine. And we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-18, Terry Sockwriter Moore? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-18? All right, we'll start over here with you, sir, all the way in the back in the green plaid shirt. That would be you. Come on up, give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Hi, my name's John Teal. I live at 32506 Reyes Ranch Lane. We are on Cardinal Road. The split between the one property butts up to one side of our land. I want to have the buffer zone between my property and that one, but my big concern is the 26 acres that are 23 acres that are left. Since they zoned out three homes, our land is flooding very badly. I got pictures. My shop almost went underwater. I'm more worried about once we start zoning the field that's across the street from me, mm-hmm. where's all the water going to go? It all comes our way. Right now it's in silage, and that acts as a buffer and soaks up the water. When we start building homes, the house, the driveways, the lawns do not accept water. Where's the water going to go? And like I said, I've got pictures for the record.
Do you want to put them in the record?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and if you, we'll be happy to receive them if you'll give them to our attorney. But that you, but we can't give them back to you.
They're,
they'll go. Okay, they'll be in the public file.
Yes.
So.
And my biggest concern is, I've never seen since these new homes that got subdivided off got built. The water has nowhere to go. It's trapping back. I've got 16 acres of land. My driveway was under a foot of water. Mm. I mean, I got pictures in showing, and actually the houses you'll see my shop, and then you'll see the homes that their whole entire yards were completely inundated.
Okay.
So that's my biggest concern is I didn't see the plans to see how this has been allotted out. But I'm very concerned about.
Do you want to see the plan? Yeah.
Yes, I would love to see some plans.
Here you go. You can take this one. You can have this one. And if you like, Mr. Atkins back there will be happy to go over with you real quick if you want.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah, later on.
Basically, that's my concern is how this is going to all end up. As a,
would you do us one a favor and show us on here where your home is located, where your 16 acres is located? Here's Cardinal Road right here, going this way. I know it's hard if you're not used to looking at them. Let's just take a minute. What street are you? You might want to.
Okay, this is my road right here.
Okay.
This Reyes Ranch Lane.
Okay.
Which we had to name because with our house being off the road.
Right.
And my shop is right here. So these got developed.
Right.
And ever since they put that in there, the state dug a deep ditch, and all it ended up being was a mosquito haven.
Okay.
The water flows this way and this way. And it's trapped right here.
Okay.
On the back side of my property, we have a tax ditch. And it's inundated all the time.
Okay.
So, and like I said, where we're at, I'm worried if we're going to start all these houses, where's this water going to go?
Right.
That's my major concern.
Okay. All right, sir.
And what type of home will we put?
Mr. Wheatley, where did he say is? Just, or you can show me on this one. Yes, I could.
There you go.
This is going on right here.
Picture to see on this plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different.
Yeah, mine is different. So where's yours?
This road right here.
Okay.
This is Cardinal.
Yeah, right? That's Cardinal.
And this is Robin Hood.
Yeah.
So what it is, this one, they want to subdivide. This is our land. Our land actually. Here's our land. My house is back here. There, this yellow is this.
Oh, so yours is back here.
Yeah, we own all this property.
This piece, okay.
So what's happening is, I don't know how these houses are going to impact us. And what's going on.
John, don't mind, John, where your property is.
This is yellow.
Oh, excuse me.
This is our property butts all this, and it goes like this and goes way back here to the Tack County.
Because this is the only two lots they're talking about.
Yes, these are the two here, but what's on this side of the road?
Nothing, nothing.
Nothing to do with this application.
It has nothing to do with this application.
They're only considered these two.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to...
Nothing to do with this.
Okay.
If you want that, it's fine with me.
Okay.
I mean, when they're telling me, because they were saying they were going to do something with this property.
Yeah, that's not even part of the application, so even we, legally, we couldn't do anything.
The way we were reading it, it was both.
Yeah, no, it might have referenced the whole tax map, just because this is part of that, but it's, like, as you can see right here, it's lot 1A and 1B.
Yeah, I understand. Like I said, that is butted up to my property.
When were these photos taken? Most recent big rain that we had?
The ones, the first one.
Okay.
But we didn't have quite as much as Salisbury did. Now, like I said, I have been getting down the tunnel flood, and this is just the recent ones. I can probably go back and get some older pictures, because we used to get water sitting there, but now that the homes are going in, there's no place for the water to go.
Well, this, just so you know, this application is for two lots, not for a big subdivision.
That's the way we read the letter, it's like amazing.
Well, I appreciate your concern, but just want to make sure that you knew that this is just for two lots.
Well, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have the zone, my property, I don't want somebody putting something right up against it.
Okay, well, these lots these two lots are not up against you, though?
Yes, they are.
Oh, I guess they are on that one side, yeah.
And actually, where our home is actually, because we're off the highway, that actually puts them right looking at our property.
Well, they will be subject to normal setbacks and so on, but, so you will have some area. But if there's any further subdivision in the future, they're going to have to go through this same process. You'll be notified, yeah.
Well, I just told the record knows that we are having an issue, and even that's not even major event rains, just rains with flood.
Okay, well, we appreciate you sharing that with us. Yes, indeed, thank you. Okay, who's next over here? You, sir, in the blue shirt, did you want to speak? Come on up. Don't be shy.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Hurley, and I reside at 12294 Cardinal Road in Delmar, Delaware. I live just down the street from John, and my biggest concern is the impact on my quality of life, the noise, the traffic, the infrastructure, the rains, and the way the water lays. And just the amount of traffic that's coming, you know, it's almost like a rush hour on two different times during the day, in the morning, and then when the workforce gets off and they head home. It's just, we don't need that much more impact on our roads. And it's basically my biggest concern.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? Okay.
How you doing? My name's Kevin Hurley. I live at 12318 Cardinal Road.
You don't happen to know this other Mr. Hurley, do you?
Yes, my big brother.
You wouldn't be the Hurley boys, would you?
One of us. All right, there's 12 of us.
I understand.
Okay. My concern is on the north side of Cardinal Road.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you say now that they're not going to develop anything that at this present time.
That's right. This application is just for those two lots that are shown on
okay.
that.
Okay. So, in the near future, are they going to plan on building there?
I have no idea what they're planning to do, but I can tell you this, it won't happen unless they come back here.
Okay.
I mean, you'll get the same kind of notification. And I'm sensitive to what you're saying is that what you don't want to see happen is an entire subdivision be built up one or two lots at a time.
Right.
We get that. Right now, they're asking for these two lots, but anytime they want something else now, they're going to have to come back here because it'll be considered a major subdivision,
okay.
just as this is.
One other question, your buffer zone.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain to me what that is?
Well, they're really, on an individual lot, there are setbacks, but there isn't any additional requirement for what you would call a buffer, because the underlying zoning is the same for both properties. You know, it's AR1 on one side of the line, it's AR1 on the other side of the line. And since it isn't a subdivision, a multi-lot subdivision, there really isn't a requirement for an additional buffer, but they will be subject to you know, building setbacks and so on, so they can't build right on top of the line. But that's how that works.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, just to clarify that a little bit, the commission sort of historically has said, I mean, because it's a subdivision, whenever you have a major subdivision, it technically kicks in the buffer.
Actually, I guess we could.
Yeah. But on what's essentially a strip lot type subdivision like this, the commission usually hasn't required the buffer because, like Mr. Wheatley said, it's one lot and there's, you know, particularly if it's a 3/4 acre lot or smaller, by the time you put the buffer in and then the setbacks from that, you'd be.
What's the side yard setback for?
15. If it's AR.
What's the rear?
The rear's?
For 20.
20,
yeah.
Same as the buffer?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's the same as the buffer would be. Buffer would be 20 feet, so the setback's 20 feet.
Also on the drainage problem, now the ditches have been dug on the Robin Hood Road. Going up to the state tax ditch, which is on the back side of the north side of Cardinal Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, whose responsibility is that to have that cleaned out so the water will flow?
The tax ditch committee. Typically, whoever oversees that tax ditch, they call it a tax ditch for a reason. You're all paying a tax, and I'm personally familiar with that. So I know that money's being paid to keep that ditch clean, and that would be up to the tax the committee. You probably meets once a year.
Get that rolling where we would get the
Does your property border this tax ditch?
No.
Okay. Well, my suggestion would be to find out somebody who does and go to that person and ask them if they could bring it up at the at the next tax ditch committee meeting. All righty.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anybody else like to speak in opposition?
They can contact the Sussex Conservation District to get information about the tank.
Larry Hill does that.
That's right. Ma'am, if you're going to speak, you have to be recognized and you have to come forward and give your name. So I'm going to ask you to just hang on for a second. If you want to speak, you're starting to get a chance to. Yeah, the Soil Conservation District would have that information too, and they would be able to tell you what's in it, because there could be a plan. It could be scheduled already and just don't know it.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, who's next? Opposition. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Rose Richardson, and I live at 12304 Cardinal Road. Mm-hmm. And my concern is the traffic that we already have on the road. It's hard to walk down the road if you're trying to improve your health without having to step off to the side when the cars go by now. Numerous times every like 10, 15 minutes. That's the only road that goes to Route 13 straight where you don't have to take a side road. And so a lot of people use it as a bypass. Mm-hmm. And the traffic has increased greatly in the past years, and my concern is with more houses out there, it's just going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Anybody else? Yes, sir.
John Chandler, 12272 Cardinal Road, Delmar, Delaware. I'm opposed because of traffic. Okay, it is crazy all day long. It doesn't matter what time of day. They speed up down the road, like Miss Rose just said. She can't even walk down the road. I've seen her actually have to go in basically into the ditch and water just to be able to get out of the way of cars, because they speed like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
All righty, thank you. Okay, anybody else wish to speak in opposition? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Sure. No, sir.
All right, then.
I have a question of Mr. Atkins.
Okay. Mr. Atkins, if you would.
Yes, do you have the approval from DLDOT yet for the entrance?
No, we had to go through this first, but we'll have to get a letter of no objection. But we've had to get
verified that site's adequate for septic.
Yes. Well,
have you had a septic test from?
Yes.
Ma'am, if you're going to test, come on up here. Just come on up, give us your name, and then you can say all you want. But we got to know who you are and got to be able to pick you up on this fancy recording equipment we have here, but it doesn't recognize people yet. I'm sure one day it will.
I'm Terry Moore. I'm the lady that owns the lake.
Yes, ma'am.
It has been approved for septic, by Duke, and it was... just standard LPP, like all the other lots.
Okay.
And they talk about that lot flooding. The choice,
I'm 57 years old. I've lived in that area 57 years. And when we get rain, where his shop is, it has always flooded further back than I can remember. And if the Hurleys remember, because we played together, that spot's always flooded. Always, before I put either lot there, that's flooded. So don't say me subdividing these lots causes flooding. Because that spot, when it rains, I'm sorry to say, it's always been a mud puddle. Always. Okay. And I'm sorry they, but I want them to know right now.
Up here.
There's no houses going across in front of them. So they ain't got that to worry about.
Okay.
I've divided all the land that I'm going to divide. So they ain't got to worry about me building in front of their houses. All they had to do was come ask me and I'd have told them. But there's not going to be no more subdividing. I've done all I'm going to do. So that's all I got to say. If they got a problem with the dick, they got to go see Larry Hill. And they all know Larry Hill. Because he's the man that takes care of the ditches.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Ashley?
That's all.
Okay. All right. Anyone else on the commission have any questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Being none, we'll close the public hearing. You may choose to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And that completes our public hearings for the evening. I would like us to...